Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When it comes to shopping and saving online, great. But how do you know which sites to trust? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Before you continue to check out online, Consumer Reports says follow these 3 steps to protect your hard-earned cash and your identity. Step number 1, find the contact information. If there is no contact information on the website which you are about to make a purchase, X out. There should be a phone number or email and street address for the company. Look for it on the About Us page or the Contact Us page. Sometimes to find the company information, you have to click on Site Map. That's usually located at the very bottom of the home page. Step 2, review the private policy. If you're suspicious about an online retailer, review the private policy or sometimes called the privacy notice. It's usually listed at the bottom of the home page, or it can sometimes be found in the About Us page, the FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions page, or within the sitemap. Now, the key thing you want to look for is, does the company share your information with third parties? And if so, do you have the option to opt out? If not, you might want to reconsider handing over your email address. If you're still suspect of an online retailer, step 3 is to see what the Better Business Bureau has to say. A retailer might have the BBB online reliability seal right on its homepage, but if not, you can go to www.betterbusinessbureau/us/find-business-reviews. And then you can search for the online retailer by its URL. Consumer Reports says don't get hung up on the number of complaints, but rather the number of unresolved complaints. Also, keep in mind that not every credible company is listed at the BBB. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.